So let's begin with our first hymn. I think all four verses. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And all my sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, your merciful sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy and innocent Spirit, suffering and death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sin for me.
On this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Continue with the introit printed in your bulletin. Clap your hands, all peoples.
Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared.
The great King over all the earth.
He subdued people under us.
And the nations under our feet.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth.
Sing praises with a song.
God reigns over the nations.
God sits on his holy throne.
Clap your hands, all peoples.
Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared.
The great King over all the earth.
Thank you.
O God, whose never-failing providence orders all things both in heaven and on earth, we humbly implore you to put away from us all hurtful things and to give us those things that are profitable to us through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, one God, now and forever. Question 17 from the Catechism. How does God give his law to us? First, God wrote these instructions upon the heart of every human creature. All people have a conscience, an inborn sense of right and wrong. Romans 2. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law by nature, do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on the day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. Second, God wrote the Ten Commandments on two stone tablets for his people Israel. We read about this in Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17, Deuteronomy 5, verses 6 through 21, and Exodus 34, verse 1 and 27 and 28. The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday after Trinity is written in the second chapter of Genesis, beginning with verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four riverheads. The name of the first is Bashan. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, and where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Bedulim and onyx stone are there. And the name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hidkalil. It is the one which goes around toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Here endeth the Old Testament reading. We continue with the gradual printed in your bulletin. Come, O children, listen to me.
I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Those who look to him are radiant,
and their faces shall never be ashamed.
The epistle for today is written in the sixth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, beginning with the 19th verse. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now you have been set free from sin. And having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia verse. Alleluia,
Alleluia. Alleluia. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with all songs of joy. Alleluia.
Holy Gospel is written in the 8th chapter of St. Mark, beginning with verse 1. In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they are now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Then his disciples answered him, how can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? He asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before them in the multitude. They also had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said to set them also before them. So they ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000. He sent them away. Here endeth the Gospel reading. On the first Sunday of the month, we will confess the Apostles' Creed. So today is the first Sunday of the month. We confess our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The 3rd day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn. Thank you. Rather than worrying. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen. Lord Jesus fed 4,000 people with just 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish. Matthew tells you that the 4,000 didn't even include women and children. This miracle shows you that Jesus is God. The God who opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. This shows you God will provide for your bodies. As the birds of the air need not worry, neither do you, because your heavenly Father knows what you need, and he will provide for you. This also teaches you that you should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because God will add all the rest of your needs to you. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You see, God cares for your body so generously, so that you will not worry about what you will look to him for your spiritual and for your eternal needs. Dear saints in Christ, didn't you learn this very same lesson not too long ago? Certainly you heard nearly an identical account just 4 months ago when Jesus fed the 5,000 with just 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. And they had 12 baskets left over. Is this an accidental repetition? Perhaps Jesus fed a large crowd of people. And some said it was 5,000, while others said it was 4,000. So are you really just reviewing the exact same account? No. In fact, Jesus fed a crowd of 5,000 men, and a short time later, he fed another crowd of 4,000 men. Both Matthew and Mark report both of these miracles in their gospel accounts. And Jesus reminds his disciples of both of these feedings later on in the same chapter of Mark. Still, why did Matthew and Mark record both of these miraculous feasts, while John only records the feeding of the 5,000? Aren't these two miracles similar enough that they could have recorded just one or the other? Certainly, Jesus performed many other miracles that are not listed in the Gospels. And why did the ancients deem it necessary to record both of these readings and these feedings in the lectionary so that you hear them both every year? Well, simply and surely the main emphasis of both of these accounts is worth repeating. God will provide for your physical needs, and he wants you to seek from him even more your eternal spiritual needs. Nevertheless, as similar as these two accounts are,
They are not identical. You see, the feeding of the 5,000 was primarily a feeding of Jews. Jesus fed them with 5 loaves of bread. The 5 loaves of bread symbolize the 5 books of Moses, which make up the Torah. And there were 12 baskets of fragments left over, which symbolizes the 12 tribes of Israel. Even the Greek word for basket was distinct from the word for basket used with the 4,000. These baskets referred to containers used in Jewish ceremonies. These feedings of the 5,000 Israelites demonstrated that Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecy given in Deuteronomy 18, which stated that God would raise up a prophet like Moses from among the Jews. And God fed the people of Israel bread from heaven in the wilderness through Moses. So now God, who is greater than Moses, feeds God's people. The feeding of the 4,000 is different. God uses 7 loaves of bread, and 7 baskets of bread are left over. The number 7 can symbolize completeness. It can also represent the 7 Gentile nations around Israel. You see, the place where this feeding takes place is populated with many Gentiles, as shown right before this miracle. When Jesus meets the Canaanite woman as he left the region of Tyre and Sidon. So while the feeding of the 5,000 shows that Jesus is the Messiah promised to the Jewish people, the feeding of the 4,000 shows that Jesus did not come only for the Jews, but he came for the people of all nations. Now this, of course, is wonderful news for you and all people around the world. So you do not have to follow your ancestral line to discover whether God's mercy is meant for you. You marvel that God fed the nation of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years without them putting a seed or plowing the ground. Nonetheless, you should also mark that God continued to provide food for all the nations around the world, clothing, and sheltering them as well. When God cares for the body of people, he shows that he cares for them. It is a sign that he desires to save your souls. Now, you won't trust in a God for your eternal salvation if he is unable to provide for your temporal needs. So God provides for the needs of all people everywhere to show his desire to save both your bodies and your souls forever. Of course, this reading is consistent with all of Scripture. God told Abraham, the father of the people of Israel, that in his seed, all nations of the earth would be blessed. And the Apostle Paul repeatedly declares that God shows no partiality, and that God makes no distinction between Jews and Greeks. But rather, all are children of Abraham and of God himself through faith in Jesus. And by feeding this great crowd of Gentiles, Jesus shows that he comes to feed the bread of life to all peoples, everywhere. The number 4 represents the 4 winds, which goes across the whole earth. And the number 1,000 represents completeness. By feeding 4,000 Gentiles, Jesus shows that God has compassion on all people and desires to satisfy their every need. Now, if you do not believe that God will satisfy the wants of your body now in this temporal life, you will never believe that God will provide eternal life for you. If God cannot do a little work, he certainly cannot do a mighty work. So with every meal you eat that fills your belly, God wants to remind you that he desires to feed your soul as well. when you put on your clothes and fall asleep under the roof. He wants you to know that he cares for you beyond what you can see or feel, because it is not food for your belly or clothes for your body, which are your greatest need, but the teaching of Christ, the teaching which gives you eternal life. So after Jesus fed the 5,000 Jews, remember that the Jews searched for him because they wanted more bread. They were disappointed when Jesus wanted rather to feed them the bread of life from heaven, which gives eternal salvation to all who feast on him in faith. This is the curse of your mortal bodies. You focus on your temporal needs of body, and you worry over them, as if your worry ever gave you a morsel to eat. And you ignore the greater gift God seeks to give you. Likewise, shortly after Jesus fed the 5,000, he told his disciples to beware of the false teaching of the Pharisees by telling them to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees. His disciples began to bicker because they only had packed 7 loaves of bread and did not have enough for everyone. Jesus marveled at their lack of faith. They had just witnessed him feed a crowd of 5,000 and then a crowd of 4,000 with just a handful of bread. Yet they were worried about not having enough bread. Jesus did these signs so that they would focus on his teaching rather than worrying about their next meal. So difficult it is for you to focus on what is the most important thing and stop worrying over that which God has already taken care of. As you need to learn this reading today, what should you be most concerned about? Money to pay your bills and to feed your family? Your job? The economy? Our nation? What you will eat? Where? And where you will live? Has God not already shown you over and over and over again that he provides for all of these needs for you? What then does God want you to do to be concerned about? Watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware of false teaching. Make sure that you are learning the pure word of God. That is your most pressing need. It is always your most pressing need. The bread of life from heaven will be lost if you follow false teachings invented by men that you cannot afford to lose. But the food you need for your body, don't worry about that. God already knows how he will provide that for you, as he has already shown you many times before. Sure, he makes you wait, just as he made the crowd wait for 3 days before he satisfied their physical hunger. They desired more of the food for the soul, and for that they were rewarded. The leaven of the Pharisees covers up Christ Jesus and his work of salvation for you. The Pharisees focused on their own outward works instead of trusting in the mercy of God, the promise from his Son. They despised the sacrifice Christ made for the sins of the whole world. As Jesus told his disciples to watch out for this leaven, which will poison the whole loaf and make it no good, so he tells you today to beware of false prophets and their teaching. Beware of anything that covers up Christ Jesus and distracts you from him. It is common today to try not to focus on different teachings of different groups, but rather to focus on how they all love the same Jesus. Some even go so far as to say that as long as you believe in God, that it doesn't matter what else you believe. thus claiming that Christians, Muslims, and Jews worship the same God. But such simplifying of religion does not reveal Christ as your only Savior, but covers him up and his work. It puts a muzzle on Jesus so that you cannot learn from him. And since not everyone can agree on what Jesus has done, they focus on Jesus' work, but on their own works. The mission of the church is then changed into caring for people's bodies instead of caring for people's souls. Now, Christians certainly should help to provide for the needy, as God has been so generous to you, so you ought to be generous to others. But the mission of the church is to feed the soul of sinners. Only the bread of life, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a sacrifice for all your sins, can feed the souls of the world. Dear saints in Christ, to listen to Jesus and to learn from him takes faith. You must believe and trust that God will provide for your physical needs so that you will look to be fed spiritually as well. And you trust that the words that Jesus says are true and important to you to believe and confess. In this reading, Jesus shows that God will always provide for the needs of your body, even if you must wait for him. And he shows you that your greatest need in this life is to listen to him, to believe what he says, to trust in his promises, and to pay attention to reject any teaching that rejects or covers up Christ. So if you learn to trust in Jesus, you will find that you will be satisfied both in body and soul for eternity. Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your heart and mind and faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen. Which he strengthens and preserves us in the one true faith. Let us pray. Most gracious and merciful God, you strengthen us with your holy word and sacraments. We implore you to sanctify this communion cover for the use in the consecration and distribution of the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, one God now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, bless this item. Amen.
Amen.
church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Almighty Father in heaven, maker and provider of all things, give us hearts to receive your gifts with thanksgiving. Free us from the cares of this world, and fix our eyes upon the saving work of your Son, Jesus Christ. Root us deeply in your word, that we may look to you for all of our needs of body and soul, and remain faithful unto death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of the earth, our Savior multiplied bread and fish and fed up to 5,000 people in Gentile territory, thereby showing that your kingdom is open to all nations. Bless and protect the work of our missionaries in this country and around the world, that all people would receive the bread of everlasting life given in the word and sacraments. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord and giver of life, you formed us from the dust of the earth and breathed into us your own breath of life. All people are made in your image and have dignity and worth in your sight. Defend your gift of earthly life at every age, from natural conception to natural death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Lord God of hosts, we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism we receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Stephen and Caitlin continually by your word and spirit, that they may faithfully keep the covenant in which they have been called, boldly confess their Savior, and finally share with all the saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, Creator and preserver of all things, you govern and sustain the earth for our good and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Bless the labor of those who produce food and shelter, safety and peace. Lead us to recognize your gracious hand in all things and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy, Father, your heavenly care extends to all your children, especially those in the depths of need. Look with kindness upon Wally, Roger, Sarah, Helen, Rod, Bev, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Mo, Dennis, Ruth, Janet, Tammy, Roger, Stephen, Rachel, Shirley, Deanna, Robin, Brianna, Chuck, Lizia, Gordon, Deb, Pastor Fish, Mary, Billy, Ted, Tim, Tony, the Vicar Langton family, baby Belinda, and the Leslie family. Let them find sustaining food for body and soul and such healing as your gracious will provides. Lord, in your mercy, God of grace, as your Son miraculously fed thousands in the wilderness, feed your people gathered here today with the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that even in the wilderness of this world we may share in the eternal life of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. We continue with hymn 307.
Thank you.
service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you. Salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
and sake of Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve in body and soul through life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, keep in baptismal grace. Take, eat, the true body of Christ. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink. The blood of Christ, shed for your mission and all your sins. Take, drink, the blood of Christ, shed for your mission and all your sins. Take, drink, the blood of Christ, shed for your mission and all your sins. Take, drink, the blood of Christ, shed for your mission and all your sins. Take, drink, the blood of Christ, shed for your mission and all your sins. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. By this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Was my torment.
Please rise as we continue with the Nunc Dimittis. Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Thank you.
Jesus and God.